The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's Elliot Danker, you're in the Breakfast Huddle. How big of a role does automation, RFIDs or rugged mobile computers, play in today's fast-moving business world? Well, can technology play a bigger role in arming employees with the right tools to deliver great customer service? And what is a cobot? Well, a good friend of ours, my occasional co-host, in fact, he'll be in next week, Timothy Goh, he's in Guilin, China, to speak with Ryan Goh, Vice President and General Manager of American IT company Zebra Technologies, and they talk about what's next in this space. Have a listen.
In this day and age, you can't possibly run a business without high-tech equipment. Add to that the power of connectivity, 5G, and the cloud. What you probably get are business solutions that will move your business, your company, forward to the next decade. So what is exactly in store in the next decade, and how much faster would we be able to efficiently run our businesses? Well, I'm speaking to Ryan Goh today, VP and General Manager of Zebra Technologies Asia Pacific. Zebra Technologies has its fingerprints in many industries today, from retail to transportation and logistics. You've probably seen their products in your supermarket before, but you don't know what it is. So, Ryan, let's dive into this now. What is in store in the next decade?
Over the next decade, innovation will continue to be in our core, and we look at where we can innovate. I think about omnichannel e-commerce, right? That's almost everywhere. The footprints are all over us right now. Customers wanted product faster, you know, they want faster delivery, they want same-day delivery, and we see businesses trying to cope with that, they're trying to innovate. And, you know, in Zebra, you know, we're providing them solutions to help them innovate digitally. As an example, if you go to in North America, in Target, for example, right, so they have empowered their associates with mobile devices from Zebra, Android devices, and the associates, you know, can interact with customers, and when customers go to the store and they wanted a product, the associates can immediately look up, do they have the inventory in store, and if they do not have, you know, the associates can then advise the customers, you know, no worries, so I'll get this, you know, either shipped to you or you can pick up at the next store. So they have immediate information on hand to be able to complete the transaction. And we think that that's what customers are looking for, the empowering their frontline workers to interact with the customers. So beyond that, customers are telling us, look, you know, I need to know. One of the things the customers are looking for is, how do I improve my inventory accuracy, right? So it's one thing to be able to empower your workers to answer questions regarding where inventory is, but it's another thing to know whether you face a stockout situation. So one of the technology innovation that we have developed in Zebra is a solution called Smart Lens, right? So Smart Lens essentially uses several technology, including camera technology and also RFID technology, to effectively tell when a product faces a stockout situation and it trigger a reordering. So making sure that your shelves are filled all the time.
So this product sees for itself what you're short of.
So your RFID tag, you know, your products, and it's real time. So you know real time what's your stock inventory level, and you could then make decisions, right, whether to stock up and what are the... Just take for example, right, if you have jeans of different sizes, right, So certain size run out. So you know that you need to stock up that particular size, and you need to wait until the end of the day and you need to do your inventory to realize that, look, you are stocked up, right? So that is actually improving customer satisfaction and also ensuring that you don't lose customers, right, who may have walked out of the stores because they can't find the right size. So those are some of the innovations that we think is in store for Zebra for the next 10 years.
So with all these products that you've mentioned and business solutions, how are you reshaping how the workflow is done?
We think of technology, automation, and the usual question that we hear, you know, from the press is, will automation replace humans, right? So in our opinion, we don't think it will. In fact, we think there's going to be collaboration actually between automation and humans. Give you an example, the investment that we have recently made into a company called Locus Robotics. So the process, you think of in a warehouse environment, and that's what they do, right? The humans basically stays and the robots come to them so they can do picking. We found customers telling us that because of that, the employee retention is actually very high.
Because you're not overworking the humans.
I think not only so, but I think robots replaces the jobs that humans don't want to do because they're a mundane job, right? A boring job. So, you know, I think that there will be interactions between humans and robots. We call it cobots, right?
Cobots.
Okay. So cooperation between human beings and robots against just robotics, you know, replacing jobs. So, you know, I think the way automation is going to develop is there'll be more collaboration actually between human beings and robots, and not a replacement of jobs.
I'm speaking with Ryan Goh, VP and General Manager of Zebra Technologies Asia Pacific. Ryan, a lot of companies would have to put up a big investment to modernize their operations, for example. How do you assure them, though, that because technology today advances at a faster pace than it was 10 years ago, there's always more new innovation, better way of doing things, but how can you assure them that if I invest on this product, that I can use it for the next 5 years or even more without being obsolete?
I think it all boils down to the use case. If you look at Zebra customers, typically our customers use a product, you know, easily between 2 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And the use case that usually they use it is in environment that would require a ruggedized Android mobile computer, for example, RFID. And these are solutions that you put in and, you know, it lasts you for a very long time. And the ROI typically are very compelling because technology has advanced, has improved, you know, to the point that the ROI now has become shorter for our customers. And therefore, lasting 5 years, I think it's not difficult. So I think it's kind of thinking ahead and say, look, if this is where the trend is going, middle class is growing, do I start to invest now before it becomes too expensive, you know, for me to use workers to do the same thing?
That's a good point. And my key takeaway here is cobots. Something you will hear more about, I'm sure, in the next couple of years. Thank you very much, Ryan. Ryan Goh is a VP and General Manager of Zebra Technologies Asia Pacific.
That was our friend from the Breakfast Huddle, Timothy Goh in Guilin, China, speaking with Ryan Goh, Vice President and General Manager of Zebra Technologies.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.